You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host, Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, is not with us today. He had another appointment, shunning us apparently. But we have a new guest today. His name is Lanny Pullen with Impact Fitness. Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited. I always like it when I get fitness people on here because, you know, I always like to pick your brains and talk about, you know. I have gotten to fitness probably about, probably started probably about 8 years ago when I had some back issues and I had to go to physical therapy and kind of started from there. And then I did a couple boot camps and that kind of thing.
You got to start taking care of yourself.
Exactly. And I have seen, especially with aging parents, how important it is to really take care of yourself now.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Impact Fitness and how you got started.
Well, I kind of got started by accident. It's kind of funny because I've always been into fitness. You know, I was Mr. High School Sports, Rec League kind of thing. And then my oldest son was playing on a travel baseball team. And one of the parents came up to me and was like, hey, my oldest is getting ready to go to middle school and play football. He's kind of scrawny. Is there any way that you could help him, you know, with getting him better and so that way he doesn't get injured? And at the time, I wasn't, you know, a trainer of any kind. I was just a gym rat, and I'd always, you know, been in the gym, and everybody knew that. And I was like, sure, I can work with him. And throughout the time of working with him, some of the other people actually were trainers and were doing this as a job, came up to me and was like, hey, you're really good with this. You're really good with him. Maybe you should look into getting licensed and maybe do this as, you know, something for fun or a part-time or full-time job. So it started out as a part-time job. I went and got licensed, got insured, got everything legit, so it wasn't a question mark. And then it just one thing led to another, and it ended up, you know, in 2012, I became officially Impact Fitness Training.
Wow. I've been to your one location, but you're moving to another location. So, and you just showed me a picture.
Yeah.
Bigger, more open.
Yeah, we're going from a small studio in a house that's 1,200 square feet to a basement floor in the back of the 17th Street Plaza over on the by Tri-North High or Middle School. And it's 1,600 square feet of open space, so we can do a lot more of that I'm looking to do as far as with clients and, you know, other things as far as classes and fitness we're looking to move to.
So you just always have been into fitness, you said.
Yes.
Kind of going working out at whatever gym.
Yep. Anybody that likes me, I usually work out there.
I love it. I've probably seen you.
Yeah.
One of the things that I know that you're starting now is you're starting to do, you haven't always done like boot camps and nutritional part.
Not for the most part. We've kind of touched, as far as the business go, a little bit on the fitness group class side and haven't really dived into the nutrition plan until just within the last few months.
But it really goes hand in hand, you're finding.
It really
does. It's like, I know people even that I work out with that it's one of those things you go, wow, you work out a lot, but I feel like you're not changing at all. Probably because the nutrition isn't following.
Right.
So
yeah, you have to eat healthy. You can't, you know, go run 3 miles and then go home and eat a box of Twinkies because to celebrate, that doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Though sometimes I'm going to admit, I do say I'm going to spend an extra hour on this machine or the treadmill or the Stairmaster or whatever so I can have a piece of cake or whatever at an event I'm coming up. But that's the thing.
You can have a cheat meal.
And that's one of the things you work with them on, I think, is the accountability. And it's not starving yourself.
No, we don't do anything along that line. All the foods that we provide in our diet and nutrition plan is very simple, very affordable. It's not like going on a strict paleo or, you know, popcorn diet that some people like to use. It's very great food. You can either any type of meat, proteins that you like, either from vegetarian proteins to fish and chicken to buffalo. We even offer steak and hamburger options, too, as far as our meals that we put together. And the recipes are all very nice and well put together.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your gym. What types of working out can you do? Do you have classes? Is it just personal training? Is it Yes, yeah. To both.
It's both. It's both. We're not a normal gym. So you just don't come in and you don't pay a membership fee and you clock in and you go work out.
Yeah. It's not like Planet Fitness.
No, nothing like Planet Fitness.
By appointment only, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. We're a studio, so there's no mirrors in the house. So when you walk in, you don't see a single mirror unless you go comb your hair in the bathroom. Because we don't want people to be, you know, self-conscious. Because there's people who don't like that look.
Right.
You're always with an instructor, either with a trainer as far as one-on-one stuff or with a fitness instructor with our group classes that we provide. And we provide anywhere from boot camps, which are pretty high intensity, some low impact, yoga, you know, with the personal training, everything's based off what the client needs. So if you have back issues like yourself, you know, you had to do, we will work around that to make sure we don't re-injure that. We want to strengthen that to make sure it stays healthy. And then if you have other things, like if you want to lose weight or you need to just build up your cardio or flexibility, we can design plans to help you. And then we're there as instructors throughout the whole process.
That's exactly what it needs to be. I think people, especially when they're like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this. And this is the time of year people start thinking about
they do.
Because it's like, oh, the holidays are coming. I better do something now. But they get it in their heads. I'm going to do this one exercise all the time and it'll work. And it does work right away if you do it the same thing for the first couple weeks. And then suddenly it will stop working.
Yes.
It's like you have to change that up. You got to change up your routine. Your body gets used to that.
Yeah, except for a few of our classes, our routines constantly change. A few of our yoga classes are pretty streamlined, so they stay a certain focus. We have some other timed out interval fitness classes that the time stay the same. The movements you do will be different. But then when you go into the personal training side, we definitely constantly change the routine. You never come in and you see the same routine in a row. You may see different exercises in different sequences, but you never see the same routine, you know, over and over again as you come in.
And that's because your body needs that change.
Yeah, if you don't let your body second guess yourself and second guess what is going on, it's not going to want to work for you. And that's what we want. We want them, your metabolism to speed up, your heart rate, everything, so we can get the fat and all the you know, the bad out of you and get, you know, make you start looking good so you can get in that bikini or swimsuit or whatever you want to look for.
At least feel comfortable in whatever clothes you want to wear.
That too.
I mean, that's part of it. Well, and I think the other thing is, along with that goes nutrition.
Yes.
And so when you're talking about recipes and things like that, it's not just about the same foods every day. You don't do the same things. You're going to switch those up so that some days maybe are a heavier carb loading and other days maybe a heavier fat loading. And when I say fat, I mean good fats.
Good fat,
there are good fats and bad fats, people. It's one thing I have learned. Peanut butter is a good fat.
So what we do is we have, like I say, for your breakfast, we'll do 10 recipes, and you can pick any of those 10 for breakfast. You can go in and be like, hey, I had, you know, this from the, you know, one day, and I'm going to do a tuna sandwich on a baked potato or whatever. And you can do that, and it does that for all lunch and dinner also. And then we have some options that you can pick through as far as snacks, easy snacks. You can have as much of as you want, like different fruits and vegetables. You can have all that you want, you know, certain ones. You can overdo, you know, that too.
Well, even fruits are, they're a carb, actually, and people think, oh, I can have as many fruits as I want. Not necessarily. They really metabolize right to a sugar, so you really don't necessarily want those as much as you want. But there are some that are better than others.
Yeah, like strawberries is one we call a negative calorie, so you can eat as much as you want, and your body works harder to burn the strawberry off. So if the strawberry is 3 calories, your body takes 4 calories to burn it off, so it's what they call a negative.
Eat those babies.
Yeah.
Eat those strawberries. Berries are good for you.
Yeah. So. And we also understand that in our nutrition planning that there are people who have businesses and jobs that alcohol is involved. You know, we definitely try to say to avoid as much alcohol, but we do give the cleaner options. Is that a good way of putting it? As far as what would be great, you know, like vodka and cranberry juice. You know, vodka is very light as far as, you know, it is a clear liquid, so it's not going to be as heavy with the sugars and some of the other carb blockers that you would get in a rum and Coke. And then the cranberry juice is, you know, it's cranberry, so it's pretty good for you in general. It's really healthy, and it's also helping with detoxing, and it'll also help flush some of that alcohol and heavy carbs you're getting from what alcohol you're getting out of your body.
And absolutely, I'm sure there's lots of water involved in
always water. Always water.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about why water is so important to a fitness regime.
Yes.
So we'll be right back with Lanny Pullen from Impact Fitness.